This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, negotiators from Russia and Iran met for a second day. They've been making what is seen as one last effort to resolve a standoff over Iran's nuclear program. If the talks in Moscow failed, that could lead to international sanctions against Iran. The Russians have been offering to enrich uranium for Iran so Iran can use it for civilian power and Western nations can feel confident about how it's being used. We're going to go to Moscow now, and reporter Stephen Lee Myers of the New York Times, who is following these talks. And Stephen, any word on progress here?
Basically, the talks ended without much word on progress.
What did they say, if anything?
They promised to continue talking, but they didn't really seem to be able to advance the position of either side very much.
Well, when you say they haven't been able to advance the position of either side, what is the Russian plan specifically, and what, if anything, have the Iranians said about it?
Well, they've said many things on the Iranian side, but basically the Russians have offered to create a joint venture to enrich uranium here in Russia. That would keep the enrichment process in Russian hands, and the fuel would be shipped to Iran for nuclear energy and returned to Russia. Iran has described that at various points as positive or inadequate, and just yesterday their foreign minister said Iran wanted to continue to preserve the right to research or enrich uranium on its own soil.
Which is the sticking point, isn't it? Isn't the idea that Russia would perform this service for the Iranians and in return the Iranians would end their independent nuclear activities?
That's exactly right.
So is there any room for a deal of any shape?
The foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, today said that we shouldn't call this a failure or a success yet, but it's getting harder to see where a compromise might be found unless Iran is willing to give up its enrichment program, which it seems to not be willing to do at this point.
Is there any feeling there that Iran is just stalling for time?
That's certainly been what many people have felt and expressed. Certainly in the diplomatic community, some have suggested as much. It's hard to know exactly what the Iranian position is ultimately.
I know it's difficult to get a sense of the atmosphere in closed-door talks, but as much as you can, has there been any sense of urgency around these talks on the Russian side or the Iranian side, either one?
I think that there is a sense of urgency more and more, especially with the process going on in Vienna with the International Atomic Energy Agency and the new report that's expected in March that created a lot of expectations for these negotiations, which took place this week. At the same time, I think that there's a growing impatience on the Russian side, at least if you believe some of the officials who are quoted often anonymously in the Russian press. They seem to want Iran to accept the offer, and yet they're not making much progress in persuading them to do so.
Well, let's talk about that impatience for a moment here as we finish up. If this issue ends up going to the United Nations Security Council and there's an effort to impose sanctions on Iran, it'll be necessary for Russia to support that or at least not stand in the way. Is there an indication that if these talks fail, that Russian officials will be willing to use the stick and impose sanctions on Iran?
I think that's an excellent question. They've indicated that the last thing they want to see is sanctions, or worse, a military conflict over this issue. So it's hard to see at this point whether or not Russia will be willing to use the stick, as you put it.
Even if they're frustrated by these talks, it's still not clear that they would be willing to come down on Iran.
They've indicated that they want Iran to resume a moratorium. They've indicated that they do not want to see an Iran with nuclear weapons, but they also fear the idea of a new conflict in their neighborhood. They're very much opposed to the war in Iraq, and they don't want to see a repeat of both the sanctions process and then the possibility of a military conflict leading from that.
Stephen, good to talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
Stephen Lee Myers is a reporter for the New York Times in Moscow.